This episode of Profiles in Risk is sponsored by InsurTech Insights New York City, the largest InsurTech conference of the spring season. Join us on June 5th and 6th in New York City at the beautiful Javits Center as we dive into the future of insurance technology. Use discount code INERDS25 to save 25% on your ticket. See you in New York.
Hello and welcome to Profiles in Risk. This is your host, Tony Canyons, doing much better from my cold. And today I have with me Corey Schmidt, CTO and co-founder at Agency Block. Corey, thank you for joining me today. How's it going?
Glad to be here. Thanks for having me, Tony.
My pleasure. My pleasure. So according to LinkedIn, you are in the center of the world, in Des Moines, Iowa, the great 515, the home of Zombie Burger and Tasty Taco and a bunch of fantastic restaurants, Fong's Pizza.
Fong's Pizza, yes. You definitely have trekked the territory, Tony.
The home of GIA, the Global Insurance Accelerator, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. And it is, we're recording on April 1st. So I kind of want to say first day of spring, but first day of spring was probably a week ago or a week from now. I'm bad at keeping track of that stuff. But basically, during the 10 years that I lived in Iowa, I always said that, and I grew up in Costa Rica. So compared to Iowa, Costa Rica has incredible weather. Costa Rica has incredible weather. So I used to say Iowa has 2 days of good weather in the year. The day you get there, the day you leave, right? But the reality is Iowa actually has a really nice spring and a really nice fall. In between the worst winter in the world and a really crappy summer. So my guess is that right now, it's that like 3 week block of like actually beautiful weather.
It's decent. Yes. We kind of have that. We had the fake summer start a couple of weeks ago, and now we're into normal spring, which, you know, varies between beautiful days and rainy days. But the one nice thing about Iowa is we have all four seasons for sure. So,
Usually on the same day.
It's a good place. Yes. Many times on the same day. That's exactly right. See, so you have been to Iowa, lived here. So.
Yes. DSM Pride. Absolutely. Cyclone twice over. I'm supposed to show my Cyclones.
Very cool. Yes.
So, awesome. We always give the chance for the guests to give the elevator pitch. What is Agency Block?
Yeah, so Agency Block is an agency management system for life, health, and benefits agencies. And so we started the company in 2008 and really born out of the need for an insurance agency management system for primarily for MGAs at the time. So we actually started more at the what I will call the wholesale retail level and built out a platform for customers really to manage their book of business, reconcile commissions, service their customers, and keep track of all the activities that an agency is doing in their normal, you know, day-to-day operations. And really from that point forward, we really grew it into a kind of an all-encompassing retail and wholesale solution. So if you think about, you know, a typical agency, many of those are in the retail level where they're selling directly to individuals and businesses, you know, employee benefits plans, individual policies, senior policies at the retail level directly to customers, and then scaling it all the way up to servicing, you know, brokers that are doing more of the wholesale activities where they may have a, you know, a significant downline distribution channel of brokers that, you know, that roll their business up to them. They're more of a wholesaler of the insurance products, but it's really everything agency centric. So we started out, you know, sitting in agency offices, understanding their needs, their concerns, and, you know, quickly realized there were not very many really great turnkey SaaS platforms for, you know, insurance agencies at that time. And so we launched the product in 2008. We tried the Iowa approach of build it and they will come, you know, Field of Dreams, but it didn't quite work out, you know, quite that way. So 2012, we actually hired our first full-time team member. We had the luxury of bootstrapping it out of another successful business that we had started together, myself and my two business partners. 2012, hired our first team member. And then really the rest is history from there. We really just started to pick up traction and grow. Today, across all of our products, we serve about 6,500 broker customers. So roughly, somewhere in the neighborhood of 30,000 users that are on our platform in one way, shape, or form. And now our product is actually more than just the agency management system. We've acquired a couple of other businesses along the way. We acquired a company called FormFire back in July of 2021. July of 2022. Which now is called Quote Plus, which is a group quoting platform. So group benefits plans, both ACA and fully underwritten plans can be quoted on that product. And then recently we actually acquired Radius or Radius Bob, if you've heard of that platform. That was in December of 22. And so we've worked diligently to bring these products together. So again, across all products, we have a big customer base. A lot of folks rely on our products to run their day-to-day operations. And, we're really pleased with where we're at today as a business, as an organization, and also never complacent. Like, we want to understand where we can go next to better help brokers be more effective.
Fantastic. That was quite a bit. I'm a PNC guy.
Okay.
I'm a carrier PNC guy. I over the years have gotten to understand PNC agencies and brokerages by working with them as an underwriter, as a sales manager, as a recruiter. Life, much less, right? Okay. So in the PNC space, the agency side, the AMS side, is dominated by Vertafore and Epic, or rather Epic being the bigger one, and Vertafore, neither of which are exactly beloved by their users. And lately we've seen more and more startups that are trying to compete in that space, assuming they can avoid getting acquired by Epic for more than a few years. What was the environment like in 08 when you guys started Agency Rock? Yes. What was the environment when it comes to AMSs for life and health at that time?
That is a great question. There really wasn't a lot. As you mentioned, like, the PNC space has always been well loved by software vendors, right? There's been a lot of growth, a lot of investment in that vertical. There has not historically been a lot of investment in the benefits, life and health space. And that's really where we saw an opportunity. Back in those days, I would say that, there was Applied had a product or has a product that tries to appeal to that space. Vertafore has a product that's really more for the larger benefits consultancies at the time, Benefit Point, I believe it's called. So there were a couple of products out there in terms of agency management, purely on the benefits side. I think Xywave was maybe the predominant player at the time that we launched our business. But again, to your point, there were some of these, larger scale enterprise solutions. There were not a lot of great solutions if you had an agency, say, of 10, 20, 30, agents. Like, there wasn't a great product out there. And we saw actually quite a few, folks trying to put together their own solution using, Salesforce, ACT, Dynamics, those types of tools, and customizing it, which, I've seen that play out a few times. You invest hundreds of thousands or millions of dollars, and it's just to kind of make it speak your language, and then you haven't even begun to really provide, the value add that having a vertically focused solution can do. And so, the other predominant player at the time was GBS, which was actually more of a client-based solution. And GBS is actually a business that we acquired in 2017 because we had a lot of customers that we were, bringing over from the platform. And so that was an acquisition that we did several years ago that ended up being a really good one, I think, for the customers and for us, because they were trying to get into web-based. They really hadn't been able to make that transition. And so when we acquired that business, we migrated the customers over to our web-based, SaaS solution at that time. But there wasn't a lot of players to your question, Tony, but there continues to be, I think, additional investment and growth in the market. I think Medicare has been a big driver of that. Obviously, there's a lot of growth, you know, in the Medicare market. And I think that's driven a lot of the interest that we've seen generally in the space.
Fantastic. Often I'm asking for what are the clients saying? And in this case, I really like, I think your website puts it absolutely fantastically well. Right. So just on the agency blog website, 40% book of business growth, 70% less time processing commissions, 50% less time generating reports, 100 hours saved in client communications per renewal period.
Yes.
Somebody in marketing is doing their job very, very well.
yes, so, they are.
Yes. Makes it very, very, very clear. Yes. What the advantages are for the agencies. So I really, 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 really like that.
Maybe the best stat, Tony, is number one agency recommended growth platform, which I'm maybe the most proud of. And that's, a lot of people say, well, anybody can say they're number one recommended, right? You just come up with it, you put it on the website and it must be true, which is actually something that we worked with our marketing team when they came up with that. We're like, how are we going to back that up? Like, we're all about evidence, you know, and backing up our claims. And so what they did is they really pointed to, if you look at like the review sites out there, like Capterra, Software Advice, we are the number one recommended. We have the best, you know, the best rating, especially if you consider rating by volume of customers. And so really our customers have always been big fans of our platform. And I think it's because we've always kept them at the center of the universe as it relates to where we're going with the product and the company. We spent a lot of time in those early days sitting in the offices of insurance agencies, and we still rely very heavily on customer feedback for the work that we do. And that gets harder and harder as your business grows, right? You've got a lot more customers. It's like, how do you separate the signal from the noise? But our customers have always been the number one source for how we invest in our product and the types of innovation that we try to bring to the platform, which I think is important.
All right. So looking at the website again, okay, so it talks about three different areas. I don't know if they're all part of this. So we have AMS Plus, Commissions Plus, and Sport Plus. Are they,
right?
Can I basically buy them separately? Or
Great question. To some extent you can. So AMS Plus and Commission Plus were born out of the original agency block product that we launched in 2008 and still continues to grow from there. So that product is essentially both the broker book of business and policy servicing and management tool, as well as you can buy a commission management module for that. So Commission Plus is really an add-on to AMS Plus as a solution. That being said, we do have a lot of customers who actually came to us specifically to solve the challenges that they were facing on the commission management side of things. And so we have a pretty good cohort within our customer base that's just a Commission Plus user. You have AMS Plus there as a solution still when you're using Commission Plus, but their sole really point purpose for engaging with us was to solve the commission challenges. And if I won't list, you know, names, but if I name some of the brokers using that platform, you would recognize them. So
can, by the way, from my perspective, you can.
Yes.
From our perspective.
So that's those two products. And then the third product, Quilt Plus, is actually a completely separate product. And that was via the FormFire acquisition that we did, and turned it into a product that can quote anything nationwide for group benefit plans, from ACA products, both medical as well as ancillary, as well as fully medically underwritten products, which are fairly predominant in states where, you know, ACA rates have not been traditionally competitive. So this would be like the states where they've adopted more of an underwritten health products. You know, many of the big carriers have that in specific states where ACA rates are not, you know, not as competitive as they are maybe in others. And so Quilt Plus, you can buy as a separate product. The beautiful thing about this is we've been working to actually integrate with the AMS product with the quoting product as well. And we finished pretty big part of that here a couple of months ago to do one direction, and we're going to have a full bi-directional integration starting here early in the summer. So really excited to kind of, again, it's all about connecting the dots for brokers and agencies, making them more effective, making them more efficient. And that's why we've been investing pretty heavily in integrating our products.
Speaking of integration, that's a question I always ask, what is the integration like, right? So in this case, I'm switching my AMS to you guys. How painful is that process going to be?
Yeah, it's a great question. So we've tried to make it as easy as possible. We have pre-built migrations for many of the prominent AMS platforms that are out there. And even including some of the, vertical agnostic tools like Salesforce, Dynamics, ACT, tools like that. So we have a team of folks that can migrate data from those other platforms, fully import it and bring it into Agency Block, and then get you started with our customer success team. So essentially kind of turning over the keys to you as an agency, giving you the right tools to understand how the data has migrated, and basically making it so that we're more of a turnkey solution and what I'll call white glove in terms of that migration process. As you can imagine, that can vary based on complexity and amount of data, but we've dealt with some very large migrations from various platforms, like Salesforce, and we're very accustomed to doing that. So our team is well suited to handle that, and it's definitely a part of success in terms of onboarding and migrating customers.
Perfect. Well, so you mentioned that at the beginning, the focus really was those 15 to 30 agent brokerages or agencies. Is that still the case? Or at this point, are you guys significantly broader and you'll play anything from 15 to several hundred?
Yeah, so we have obviously had a lot of growth in the early days at the lower end of the market. So we were the logical solution for folks moving from spreadsheets, managing their business in Outlook or some basic CRM. And so we were more of the greenfield solution moving from those. And then as time has gone by, our capabilities have really catered more to the wholesale retail market. And so we've continued to grow up market as well. So we have large brokerages on our platform. We have call centers that use our product. One of the amazing things about the Radius acquisition that we did is that they had a full VoIP capabilities, like integrated calling, texting, call recording. Compliance is a very big deal in the senior space, as you've probably heard. And so when we were able to bring that product and make it part of the AMS Plus solution overall, we basically were able to solve many of the other point problems, point solutions that a lot of our customers were using, whether they were signing up for a separate VoIP solution, separate texting. We have integrated call screen sharing as well, which is fully recorded. So compliance has always been a big driver for us. And so at this point, really the solution is all encompassing. So as you can imagine, we still have a lot of really strong, small producers, shops, one to two retail agents within an agency. But we have many of our products used heavily by the larger brokerages and what I would consider to be enterprise organizations.
Awesome. What's the pricing like?
Our pricing is based on a seat pricing, and so it has to do with named users essentially. And so for our AMS Plus product, that's pretty straightforward in terms of who are going to be the users logging in every day, managing operations, businesses paying out commissions, managing agents, that sort of thing. And so it's based on a seat pricing. We have two different plans within our product. We have a what's called growth, which is essentially the majority of our platform without some of the sophisticated VoIP and premium workflow capabilities. And then we have another plan called scale, which includes those. And so that's AMS Plus. Commissions is more of on a volume basis. And we shifted to that a few years ago because we were just seeing like the enormous amount of adoption of our commission product. And it required us to invest more heavily, you know, in our infrastructure and all the things that we needed to make sure that agencies could efficiently and predictably pay out commissions. And so that's now based more on volume in large bands, not like on a per transaction basis, but in large bands. And then the quoting product, Quote Plus, is based on the number of groups that you're servicing on the platform. So it's a little different than a seat-based approach, but it works pretty well because it helps scale. Again, our goal is to scale with the organizations that we serve, and I think our pricing is reflective of that.
Excellent, excellent. Awesome. Thank you so much for your time today. This has been very, very, very interesting. Always thrilled to have more life side and health side content, which is a little bit outside of my normal wheelhouse. Thank you for your time today. When this goes live, I'll tag both you and the organization on LinkedIn. And for the listeners, go check out the website. Lots of resources there. Definitely sounds like a great product.
Sounds great. Thanks so much for taking the time to chat with me, Tony.